Welcome to Floating Nifty Podcast. My name is Shouwen, your host. And today we have Noah here, your co-host. Welcome, Noah.
Hi, I'm Noah.
Today, quite an exciting day for Floating Nifty.
Why is that?
Well, we kind of recorded this earlier, but...
It will be an exciting day for Floating Nifty
in a few days. Yeah, in a few days. It's a very auspicious day. Mm. It's a Floating Nifty's birthday. Mm. And which day is that exactly? Let's put it this way. It got many, many, many different dates. So I think to celebrate it in July is also very legit.
Oh.
Because... I think the first Floating Leaf Tea House was open in July, but I forgot which date. Well, I'm a person that I don't remember dates. Like sometimes I have to slow down and think like, what is my birthday? I actually don't remember. And then if people ask like, for my son's birthday, I was like, yeah. And I'll have to like think for a little bit. So I just remember it was in July, and you know what? It might be a wrong month, so I don't know. I remember it's we opened the first tea house in July 2015, and in August. Oh, not 2005. You see, 2005, and in 2008. August, I reopened this second location. I mean, I don't have two shops. I just moved my shop elsewhere in a different location. And I roughly remember we probably start to run business in August 1st. And then I set the anniversary date on August 8th. Because in Chinese, 8th, ba means fa, means growth, means prosperity.
So it was 8-8.
And then 2008. So there's like a lot of 8s involved. And so if you are listening to this podcast right on the date that we publish this, you will notice that we will have a... sale going on. And so after you listen to this, please go on our website, check it out. There's a pretty nice, decent big sale going on to celebrate our birthday. And it is a celebration with all of you out there. Without you, I cannot go this far. And I think that will be August 1st.
August 1st should be when it comes out.
August 1st. Yeah. This year, we push it a little bit earlier. Due to our traveling schedule. So you will notice later on, you might receive another newsletter that we will not be here in the second half of August.
Because somebody's going to practice Tai Chi.
Yeah.
And then two more people are going to join her in Taiwan.
Yeah.
To buy tea.
Yeah. Mm.
So, first of all, happy birthday to your shop.
Thank you.
And then second of all, what tea are we drinking today?
We are drinking a tea that was grown by our Lalasan farmer, Mr. Zhen. And the tea was roasted by our teacher, roasting teacher, Mr. Zhan. And so
Zhen and Zhan.
Zhan and Zhen. Mm-mm. There's a difference. I picked this tea because, there are so many things that I'm thankful for, you know, in a tea journey. And of course, first one will be the farmer and then the tea people that I met. And if we drink all of their teas, I think we are going to pass out today. So I kind of pick one just to represent that we actually have some time to spend time with the farmer, and we have time to spend time with the person who curated it. and who makes a magic into the tea. And it's an excellent tea. I mean, the tea, I think the Mr. Zhan just named the tea actually where they pick it. On the box, it's actually a specific name, the location, and the style that they pick it. But I remember when we were there drinking this tea with him, we asked him what's the name of the tea, and he actually, I think, have a very special nickname for this tea. It's called Huang Tai Ho. Mm. What does that mean, Noah?
The Empress Dowager, which is the mother of the previous emperor who is... No, the mother of the current emperor.
Yeah.
The wife of the previous emperor.
Yeah.
Who is maybe the most powerful woman in all of ancient China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the name is already pretty intriguing, you know. Like, this tea is Empress Dowager. You can see you can kind of use your imagination to see the power behind it, and yet at the same time, it always make us giggle. Sometimes this tea can be like really nice, powerful tea, and yet at the same time, a lot of times I think we feel there's some sort of a relaxation in the context of bubble bath. So we always wonder if the Empress was taking a really nice hot bath. It really have that wonderful relaxation feeling, and yet with some really wonderful strength into it. That's why it makes me giggle. So I picked this tea to, in a way, to drink and to thank those wonderful tea farmers, tea producers, tea roasters, tea educators that I met on my journey. I think they are also part of the force that shaped me, who I am today, not just in tea, also in who I am. And secondly, I picked this tea, you know, as I mentioned, this tea has a super strong power, and this tea can also offer wonderful relaxation like bubble bath. In a way, I am kind of wishing that my tea journey is very adventurous like this. It's loaded with power and strength, and at the same time, sometimes just like, hey, you know what? It's wonderful to just sit back, have a cup of tea, and relax. Because normally I will pick number one, power and strength and go, go, go. And so I think this tea is a wonderful reminder to me personally that it's okay to also sit in a bathtub and just... maybe have a shot of scotch and just relax, Shouwen. It's okay. Yeah.
So this is the third anniversary that I've passed with Floating Leaves Tea. I just thought about it.
Third one?
Third time I've been part of the Floating Leaves team during anniversary season.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I started... Seriously, like maybe a couple weeks after the anniversary in 2016.
Mm.
Yeah. No, 2015, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, just a couple weeks after the anniversary in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So 16, 17, 18, now 9. Oh, this is going to be the fourth time.
Yeah?
Wow.
Wow. Wow. But at first, you only came in once a week.
Once a week, yeah.
Yeah, once a week.
So I started working here only on Sunday, so I keep the shop open on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first started, I was just hoping that you would take me on as a tea student. So I guess I'm very grateful to you for taking me on eventually. Now it's been, I think, 1 year or a little bit more than 1 year since I went to go visit Mr. John for the first time.
Mm.
And he is, I think, pretty clearly to most people that know the, you know our business or know the podcast pretty well. But to those who don't, he's your teacher in Taiwan. You consider him your teacher in Taiwan, even if he never said yes, you're my student.
Yeah, I consider him my tea teacher, but since I normally just go back and visit for a few days with him, and sometimes just a few hours, and I learn so much from him, and I want to continue to learn so much from him. I don't know if, well, we haven't gone through that official process, because I want to do that when I am capable to stay in Taiwan for a long period of time, and then just actually officially ask him if he's willing to take me in as a student. And so now I just say it. And, you know, sometimes when you say it long enough, it becomes true, right?
That's true.
So I just say that he's my teacher. Just to let you guys know, he haven't officially endorsed this. Maybe I should ask him, actually.
You should ask him when we go back.
In Taiwan, I just like, yeah. Teacher John, I have been telling people, my customers in America, that you are my tea teacher. How do you feel? And see what he said. Yeah, if I remember, I will actually ask him this question. And what does it take to become a student of his? Mm. You know, like things like that.
And funny enough, this is the first tea that I ever bought from him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyway, since today is this podcast is about anniversary, we officially open a floating leaf tea house in July, if I'm not mistaken, 2005. And 2008, I moved the shop to a smaller shop because by the end of 2007, my wonderful son was born. And I decided to downsize the store, so that hoping to stand back up again to continue to serve people tea. And I found a really tiny small space, and this is our current space right now. I mean, the shop is around maybe 280 square feet. Didn't know in the beginning in 2008 how I was going to survive, especially 2008 October, the stock market crash, and my business reduced into half, and didn't know how I was going to survive in this business. And somehow something happened and it was okay. And then I don't know when my website was hacked. It was really badly hacked. And some of my wonderful computer friends show up to try to fix the problem for me. And they decided the hacker was way too good. We should move the platform into a different thing. And so we at that time, we moved to ZenCart, open source for a little bit, and then my website business pick up for the first time. And so sometimes a bad thing at that time looked like a bad thing, but it turned out to be actually quite a positive thing for my business. So I think my future goal with Floating Leaf Tea will be continue to serve you good tea, and yet at the same time, I want to put in more time to learn, continue my personal tea education. I would say it that way, to be able to spend time in Taiwan and hopefully China as well to continue to learn, because the more I learn, the more I can produce information to all of you out there, and that will be my goal, is to put in more time on tea learning at the source. And I have a feeling that it's gonna happen. So thank you to all of you guys out there who have supported me even before the shop opened in 2005. It's so wonderful. And thank you, Noah, for making Floating Leaf Tea the strongest land ever. Is that a correct English phrase?
Good enough.
Not really. Shoot.
Shoot. Thank you for including me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to be a part of Floating Leaves.
Yeah. And I think that should be it for today. Drink some tea. Turn off the whatever you are listening. And check out our website, floatingleaf.com. There's a wonderful sale. And there's some tea that you can pick up with a wonderful price point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time, happy tea drinking.
Bye.
Bye.